It's natural to make certain assumptions about civic festivals. The Chehalis Garlic Fest will serve all things garlic. The Penticton Peach Festival will have peach cobbler. Bear stew is a big draw at the McCleary Washington Bear Festival. But what about Longview, Washington's big celebration this Saturday, Squirrel Fest? No, they don't actually cook furry creatures at Squirrel Fest. Correspondent Tom Bonsi explains what the festival does celebrate.
As signature landmarks go, Seattle has its Space Needle. Newport, Oregon has the Bay Bridge. Astorians are proud of their iconic column. And in Longview, Washington, you've got, well, let's have Norma Davey explain.
So here we are standing underneath the historic Nutty Narrows Bridge.
The Sky Bridge is about 60 feet long. It spans a busy tree-shaded thoroughfare and is just wide enough for a squirrel.
And it does look somewhat like a suspension bridge or like a cable type of bridge. But the squirrels have informed me that they really like this design because it's nice and open.
And so the squirrels actually use it?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, because it's like, what are utility wires for?
Well, yeah, if they can cross utility wires, they can use a fire hose.
A flattened fire hose attached high on the tree trunks provides the on-ramps to the bridge. Davey is one of the organizers of this year's Squirrel Fest in Longview. As she tells it, in 1963, a construction company boss had an office facing the street. He grew tired of watching squirrels tempt death trying to cross to the other side.
And he got this brilliant idea that he would build a squirrel bridge.
This weekend's festival will celebrate the 50th anniversary of that achievement. But now, one rodent crossing is no longer enough for this Columbia River port city. In 2011, a second was added. It resembles a classic covered bridge. Earlier this year, a third went up in a cable stayed style.
You know, Longview has searched for an identity and something that we could use to put the city on the map that's unique. And this certainly is unique, and we're hoping that it is going to be our identity here.
That's local Rotary Club President Alan Erickson. He says private donations cover all project expenses. Another civic group, called the Sandbaggers Club, is plotting a new squirrel bridge every year into the future, says one of its leaders, Don Cianci.
Off the records, we're going to turn the city dark with so many bridges. It's going to be like a freeway system.
The newest squirrel bridge, the city's fourth, will be unveiled at Squirrel Fest. What it looks like remains a secret, but we can tell you it was designed and built by an engineering firm from Eugene with experience rehabbing historic covered bridges. I'm Tom Bonsi in Longview, Washington.